The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that employers may require workers to bypass the courts in job discrimination claims and instead settle their complaints through binding arbitration. The 5-4 decision comes from a California case involving a gay man working for Circuit City Stores who claimed to be a victim of harassment. He had been denied a jury trial. NPR's David Malpas reports.
Employee advocates say yesterday's ruling strips workers of their rights and is heavily weighted on the side of employers. Businesses, however, are jubilant with the decision that allows companies like Circuit City to force employees as a condition of employment to forego taking any future job disputes to court. Among the business groups supporting the ruling is the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which claims that upholding compulsory arbitration actually is fairer for all concerned. Washington, D.C. Attorney Lawrence Lorber, who represented the chamber, says workers won't be getting multi-million-dollar awards in discrimination lawsuits, but they stand a better chance of winning something.
In fact, employees win more in arbitration than they do in court cases. They have a better success rate. So the real question is this: do you want to roll the dice and get into the legal lottery that civil litigation has become, wait 3-4 years to see if you should be promoted or whatever the issue might be, or do you want to get a relatively rapid resolution of your problem and get on with your career?
Representatives for employers say arbitration has become necessary because of what they call an explosion of worker lawsuits against employers. That, they say, is clogging up the courts and adding heavy expenses to the cost of doing business. Advocates for workers, though, say the court has offered up the wrong solution.
The problem with mandatory arbitration is that the employee has no free choice.
That's San Francisco lawyer Michael Rubin, who argued against Circuit City before the Supreme Court. If arbitration were such a good deal for workers, he asked, why not make it voluntary? The reason employers want to compel arbitration, Rubin says, is that they know that the deck is stacked against the worker in most instances.
The employers have an opportunity to craft rules that do benefit them at the expense of the workers. In the case of the Circuit City agreement, Circuit City limited the statute of limitations to 1 year. It placed a cap on punitive damages, fees. For example, it charges the workers a large amount of fees for the right to go into the arbitration system. And that's not only unfair, it's completely contrary to what Congress provided in Title VII and what the California legislature provided in the applicable statute in this case.
Other worker advocates say it is the threat of the Big Bucks award from a jury trial that can whip a company into shape. Says one attorney, what workers win from arbitration is peanuts by comparison. Most companies do not currently have mandatory arbitration, but lawyers on both sides expect that will slowly change. New Jersey specialist Stephen Cephalus.
Certainly, I think that this case means that a lot of employers are going to take another look at this as a possible way to go.
Some in Congress may attempt rewriting the law to, in effect, reverse the federal court ruling. But up to now, such efforts have had little momentum. David Malpas, NPR News.